Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. An impeachment impasse continues as U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still has not sent two articles of impeachment to the Senate, saying she wants to first know how the trial will be conducted there. Meanwhile, the top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, says he can't start to plan a trial if he doesn't have those articles. Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, wants more documents to be released before the impeachment trial. He's asking for records from the White House, State Department, and Office of Management and Budget pertaining to military aid for Ukraine.
We say to President Trump, release the emails, let your aides testify. We say to Leader McConnell, a fair trial with the facts.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
American and South Korean officials on high alert this week, waiting to see what North Korea leader Kim Jong-un's Christmas gifts is going to be. Many North Korea watchers are suspecting that Kim might order a long-range missile test for the first time in over 2 years. Kim has warned that he will have what he called a Christmas gift for the U.S. unless the Trump administration lifts economic sanctions on his nation by the end of this year. People traveling on Christmas Eve, which is today, of course, might be in luck, as weather is expected to be pretty tranquil across the nation. The National Weather Service says some lingering showers are possible for the southeast coast, and a weak front will approach the west coast with a bit of light rainfall. Another system will make its way through the Four Corners region, providing some rain and mountain snow. Millions of people, a record number, expected to be traveling this week, especially today. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Officials now offering a $20,000 reward to anyone with information that helps them arrest whoever shot at least 21 horses in eastern Kentucky. Six more horses were found this week and appear to have died the same way as 15 that were found last week. One of the horses was only a year old. It appears another of the horses was pregnant. The horses were found along U.S. Highway 23 near the Floyd Pike County line. Many Americans traveling today, many Americans cooking, and many are still doing their shopping. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I caught up with a bunch of procrastinators in Peachtree City, Georgia, south of Atlanta, at the Avenue, an outdoor shopping plaza where the parking lot was absolutely packed. Most of the last-minute Christmas shoppers here at the Avenue Shopping Plaza tell me they're in search of stocking stuffers.
Just some gift cards at Great American Cookie Company.
This lady's name?
It's Carol, like Christmas Carol.
Oh, that's fun. All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Hope you find what you need.
Thanks.
I ran into shopper Julie, also in search of gift cards.
Well, I'm getting the things that I couldn't get on Amazon in time, because I did 90% of it on Amazon.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And while you're doing your last-minute online shopping, pop by and see our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Bill Martinez here, America. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa. I think we got it all covered just about. Hope you're having a great holiday season and a safe one and a fun time with all your family. We look forward to serving you again in 2020, just around the corner, huh?
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's that important. I mean, after all, what kind of country are we going to turn over to the next generation? It's going to be up to me and you. And thank you very much for the millennials joining in on the fight as well. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, next guest is Robert Curry. His new book, Reclaiming Common Sense, Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World. Robert, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, reclaiming common sense, no wonder, you know, if we can find it, because we have disengaged from our true North Star, because we've been listening to a culture that says, oh, truth is relative. You know, what is truth? You know, your truth is your truth. My truth is my truth. Let's abandon what used to be common sense and saying that there's only one truth.
You are so right. I mean, that's my book right there. If we're going to get America back on track, we've got to get back to orienting ourselves by our true North Star, which is common sense.
Exactly. And sadly, it's become uncommon sense.
Well, you know, yes and no. What we're in the public world right now, what we're seeing is a kind of blitzkrieg. A kind of lightning war against common sense, sort of like the Germans in World War II. Only instead of military power, it's legal power, and it's the persuasion of the media. So, but on the day to day level, Bill, you and I, and everybody listening, we live by common sense.
Right, exactly.
We live in every area of our life, except these areas that are marked off, you know, by this strange elite that we've got now. Mm. Pushing against common sense in special areas, but we still live by common sense. And the point of the book is to remind us how much we constantly depend on our superpower, our human superpower of common sense, and to see that this attack on common sense is a narrow political and politically driven agenda.
Yeah, I didn't mean to sound so cynical, and I agree with
that. You sound like an idealist to me, Bill.
I guess what you heard is a little bit of frustration, because what I see happening here is, as we're told, you cannot put, you know, hot coal in your lap and not expect to get burnt. And what we're doing is we're doing that. I mean, in the name of political correctness and trying not to offend people, we're willing to, you know, go along to get along. And in the process, we abandon those core principles of common sense instead of having the courage to say, you're, you know, hey, with all due respect, you know, you're heading into a cement wall. And if you're going to go, I'm going to let you go on that journey by yourself, and you're going to find out, which I often say on the show, that you're going to find out that the law of gravity still exists. You know, get up on the top of the roof, fall off, you're going to find out it's still there. And so you're exactly right. There are these inherent things that are built in. You know, God Almighty knew better than to give us all the goods and leave us up totally to our own devices. But there are some things that are built into our system that connect us to that North Star of truth, that when we do acknowledge it, when we do see it, there's a part of our very spirit that says, oh yeah. And there's this peace that comes upon us. And right now, the masses are in a bit of chaos and in unrest because, as you say, there is this piece of the pie, this segment, and it really is a small group. And this is what I was telling my audience yesterday, Robert, that it's a small group of people. It is the tail shaking the dog. The media is giving them a lot of place. You've got these antithetical players that are coming in that are happy to operate in the shadows and willing to operate in those sectors where truth has been abandoned because they're having their way to do as it's been said, to do as they darn well please, which in many cases involves all kinds of bad behavior.
You're so right. You know, the one thing I want to say that I think is so important is to understand where all this is coming from, and which coming from a very specific place. You know, in academia and in universities, quite some time ago, university professors on the humanities side have abandoned the idea of truth. Mm-hmm. You know, you've heard about postmodernism. Maybe you're up on postmodernism.
Right.
But its core principle is that the idea of truth, the concept of truth, is outmoded.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a couple of generations of students taught, in the university that there's no such thing as truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have them sort of prepared for that because their teachers were in those universities too.
Right.
So what's happening is that a great injustice is being done to the young people in our country. And, you know, you and I have to take some of the blame for that, really.
Right.
We the things that go on in the University of California, you and I live in California. I mean, it's really horrible, the things that are being taught in the University of California at taxpayer expense.
Exactly.
There's almost no one in that university who defends the idea of truth.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really become unhinged, and that's one of the reasons why I left California about 5 years ago.
Oh,
but I still go back. I still go back. I mean, I'm based out of Florida, and I'm here in Florida now, but I'm heading back to California. I'm getting all prepared up. I got to make sure I got boots on, and I know where what streets to avoid there. But it's a mess there, Robert, because, it breaks my heart, whether it's San Francisco, it used to be one of my favorite cities, Los Angeles, I was there. I couldn't believe the level of homelessness. And when I came back, I told everybody, I said, boy, I'll tell you, Los Angeles is ripe for a plague of epic proportions. And when I said that, I had people go, oh, Bill, you're just, you know, you're overreacting. And I go, no, look at it. Think about it. You got all this large number of homelessness. You've got illegals coming into the country with God only knows what kind of diseases. Even the CDC has questioned it. You've got hypodermic needles out there. You've got poop and human excrement in the streets and, fleas and rats. Last time I checked, when the Black Plague hit Europe, these were some of the elements, key elements that contributed to it, right? And so what's happening now? The LA Times reports here about 2-3 weeks ago that medieval diseases have come to California.
Well, you know, and it's being done to us by this post-truth elite,
mm-hmm.
and who have positions of governmental power, both through election and through being members of the bureaucracy.
Right.
I mean, California just passed the craziest law. They just passed a law that says that grammar school and middle school students can't be removed from the classroom if they're being defiant or disruptive. Now, I'm kind of an expert in this area. My mom was a fourth grade teacher. And whenever I'd visit her class, I was in awe of her, what she did, because a room full of fourth graders is an experiment about to blow. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, I just was in awe of her ability to do that and enjoy it.
Right.
Because, so you get some defiant kids in there, you get some disruptive kids in there, and that's the end for education for that whole
exactly.
class.
And well, especially today, Robert, today these kids think nothing about getting in a teacher's face. I mean, fighting a teacher? Are you kidding me? I was raised by nuns. The nuns would take you out. they would take you out and they would send you straight to hell. You would not pass go, collect $200. You wouldn't even see God on the way down. You know, they had control of the lever. You know, so you didn't mess with them. But yeah, you watch these public schools, and you're exactly right. Sadly, I mean, here's taxpayer money going, and you've got, and it's not every kid in the classroom. All it takes is a couple.
Yeah, and, one or two, really.
Yeah, and next thing you know, you've got a riot going on, and here's this poor teacher, you know, thinking, what, I think I'm going to go and I'll go be a greeter at Walmart. I'm going to give up my profession, sadly.
How can I do it?
Unbelievable. We're talking about reclaiming common sense, finding the truth in a post-truth world. Those are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. And therein lies the challenge for us. Robert Curry continues with us on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
I don't know about you, but does it bother you when people hang on your prepositions? I just sometimes it just gets in the way. But I'm sensitive that way, so forgive me. We're fresh and independent at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our guest is Robert Curry and his new book. I got to tell you, this is a great read. And for a small book, you know, it's like, you know, I find, Robert, that sometimes small books are the most powerful. You know, they're just, you get a chance to kind of, you know, ease through them and journey through the book and pause and really chew on, you know, and what's being spelled out here. But I highly recommend this book. Get your hands on it. It'll be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Reclaiming Common Sense, Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World. This is what's at issue, ladies and gentlemen, is that, and Robert and I were talking about it when we were in commercial, is that the consensus of the American people has been rather passive of late. And people will come to me and say, Bill, how did we get here? Well, because you didn't do anything. You know, the founding fathers made it really clear and simple. They said, this is a government of, for, by, we, the people.
Yeah.
And you got to understand what that means. What that means is that it demands an activated citizenry. If we deactivate, if we kick back, it's what? You've got America that you have today, where the elites come in, they've got their, you know, fancy degrees, and they say, lucky for you that we're here, and they make all kinds of money, and meanwhile, we're looking at $23 trillion in debt, they're running us over the cliffs left and right, and hey, look, this is our fault. We have the very government that we deserve because we have backed off. Isn't that right, Robert?
That's exactly right. I mean, the progressive idea, the progressives, you know, starting really with Woodrow Wilson in a big way, their idea was that the American founders were just wrong.
Right.
And that government by the people is a dumb idea. And so what they've been doing in the last 100 years is, as much as possible, replacing the power of the people with the power of the bureaucracy and of elected officials. So we're moving away from a country where the people rule themselves towards a country where we're ruled by a progressive elite that rejects common sense and really totally rejects the Constitution. I mean, these people want to get rid of the Electoral College, and they think that the First Amendment and the Second Amendment are, you know, got to go. And right. Why do they think that? Because they look at this, the founder system, all the safeguards that are put into the system are to preserve liberty. But from the point of view of the progressives, those are defects. Those they need to be eliminated, because the point for progressivism is maximum power to the government so they can change society. And that's what we see happening right now. Mm-hmm. A powerful centralized government powered by swamp creatures and remote bureaucrats who are ruling the country instead of a country ruled by its citizens.
Where has that ever worked, Robert?
It works for a little while, but along the way, lots of people get dead and everybody gets poor.
Yeah, here we are. We're celebrating, 70 years of the new China.
Right.
Of course, Trump got in trouble for a tweet. He probably could have held back on that tweet and congratulate, President Xi. I understand him congratulating President Xi at one point, but even trying to, you know, praise China. But look at what they're responsible for. You know, the millions of deaths.
Yes.
You know, and what do they say that communism is responsible for over 100 millions of deaths in this century? In the 20th century,
of its own people.
Yeah,
killing its own people. I mean, that's the important thing. I mean, these are governments that kill their own people, and you know, political correctness is the party line writ small. You know, so when you get into a world of political correctness and you have leaders that believe among themselves that there's no such thing as truth, well, it's a long way. I mean, certainly Lenin and Stalin didn't believe there's anything such thing as truth.
Well, especially when you believe that it's the government. You know, it's top down. So they're the most important, not the people.
Yeah.
See, and the founding fathers turned the org chart upside down. So you don't have a pyramid. You have the upside down pyramid where it starts with the people at the top, right?
Right. Right. Their wild and crazy idea was that we could rule ourselves. And you see, thank you for reminding everyone of this, because at the time of the founding, everyone. anywhere in the world, people are ruled by kings or emperors or sultans or, you know,
czars or whatever, right?
Yeah, all that stuff. And the consensus was, you know, hey, you know, you got to have the, yeah, people can't rule themselves. The founders said we can do it, and they based the foundation of the founding was on their faith on the common sense of the American voters. They said the regular guy can figure out what's true, knows right from wrong, and he can select the people to send to the government to do the things that government has to do. Right. That was a wild and crazy idea, and for 100 years the Europeans were waiting around for the thing to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And you know, what happened instead was we're the most successful country in the history of the universe.
Right. And it's amazing that we have these antithetical forces that are bound and determined. As I told everybody, I've said this before, that even on our founding, it wasn't like we had 100% agreement. You still had people that wanted to go to a European, you know, type of governance. That's what they knew. That's what they were comfortable with. And the founding fathers were going, no, we're going to empower you. We're going to put the power in your hands and responsibility. And the foresight that they had because of what they saw in history, Robert, was brilliant. Because in history, you look at it and you go, these governments can't handle anything. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a king. England couldn't handle all the needs of the masses. But if you empower the masses to be responsible, And you focus on these five key issues, which, oh yeah, by the way, God ordained those issues for governments to operate. And when they operate in that lane, it goes better for everyone. And what do these founding fathers said? They won't. Well, hey, maybe we'll trust God. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, and they really did believe what I'm about to say, which is that common sense is a gift of the Creator. It's the capacity that we have an inborn capacity to develop our common sense. And by our common sense, we can learn from experience. We can also
create
it. Yeah. And because of that gift, we have that's really what defines us as human beings. It's by our capacity for common sense that we are able to be rational beings and moral agents. That's what they thought.
Well, and I like what you said, because I've translated it in such a way to say that experience defines preference, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yes. So we go through this experience. Say, okay, that didn't work. Let's adjust. But when you talk about a big government like we have, that didn't work. We just throw more money, or we just ignore it. And meanwhile, you find yourself $23 trillion in debt and real needs that you really have in the country that you could, manage on a short-term basis as needed. You can't do it because there's nothing left in the checkbook unless you have Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders coming in just saying, hey, we're just going to tax you more.
Right, and wreck the dollar. Yeah, Reagan said it best when he said the closest thing to immortality we have here on the planet is a government program.
Yes, exactly.
No matter how much they fail, they continue to soak up energy and money. It's a very strange thing. That's how come the government's gotten so big. It's filled with programs that have failed and failed catastrophically, but they're still going.
It is amazing. I mean, Senator Tom Coburn, who presented the annual waste book, I think the last time he did this said there was something like $450 billion in duplicative waste. That's the top of the iceberg, okay? That's just the top. Okay, I mean, that is like such low-hanging fruit, it's ridiculous. Even President Trump came in and said, look, based on what he could see, there were at least 17 agencies working on the same thing. Not communicating one another. They had their own separate budgets. Okay. I mean, and this is all part of that duplicative waste that we're talking about, right?
And then we have organizations like the U.S. Department of Education. I mean, that whole thing should be disappeared. I mean, how is education doing better since Carter gave us the department, or have things gone downhill and at an increasing rate? I think the answer to that one.
Well, and look at the cost of education all going the wrong way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where you get these kids that come out of these great institutions, and basically they're indentured servants.
Yeah, and they haven't learned anything. Except they know now that there's no such thing as truth. So the fact that they don't know anything is no problem.
Boy, are we in trouble. But this is also why we the people need to join together, come together shoulder to shoulder and back to back, and stand for common sense. If it's going to be reclaimed, it's going to be up to me and you. Get your hands on this book, Robert Curry's book, Reclaiming Common Sense, linked on our website and available in all the usual places. Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Poor digestion can lead to many unpleasant symptoms that can wreak havoc on your happiness. Don't suffer in silence. Get Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Digest, the most potent and pure source of vegetarian enzymes to support the digestion of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, fiber, and dairy. Quantum Digest. Don't eat cooked food without it. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLEBS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An impeachment impasse continues as U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still has not sent two articles of impeachment to the Senate, saying she wants to first know how the trial will be conducted there. Meanwhile, the top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, says he can't start to plan a trial if he doesn't have those articles. Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, wants more documents to be released before the impeachment trial. He's asking for records from the White House, State Department, and Office of Management and Budget pertaining to military aid for Ukraine.
We say to President Trump, release the emails, let your aides testify. We say to Leader McConnell, a fair trial with the facts.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Christmas time is here.
Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, we're going to be talking about the great news for small business owners. It's really exciting. According to a new Bank of America study exploring the concerns, aspirations, and perspectives of more than 1,000 small business owners across the country, U.S. business owners are entering the new decade on a high note, with 82% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth as they close out 2019. Entrepreneurs are confident about their business prospects, with expansion plans, revenue projections, and intent to hire remaining strong and steady from last fall. With us right now to talk about the good news, Sharon Miller, head of small business with Bank of America. Sharon, this is good news, huh?
It is
good news. It is good news, Bill, and thank you for having me on your show. We do produce this report, and this is our fall study, and we are going into the next decade on a high note.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's especially encouraging because in light of the silly political environment that it wants to, I mean, and this is amazing. I mean, you and I are business people. We love when things are, you know, when there is good news and there's positive things to talk about, and we like to spread that good news because, you know, the way phases go, you know, it can go bad, and we can be sometimes in the valley, but when it's good, we want to be able to celebrate, and so we struggle with the contravailing winds of politics and the fake news that's out there that would want us to believe that our economy is not as good as it is.
You know, there are certainly different reports out there and different perspectives, but I can tell you what we see at Bank of America. Consumer spending continues to be strong. In fact, it's up 5.5% year over year on $3 trillion
wow.
in transactions. So when you think about what's happening with the economy, it is definitely fueled by consumers, and consumers are out there spending. And this points to a long-term and sustained growth of our economy.
I like that, long-term and sustained, because like anything, you know, business owners can get a little nervous, you know. They don't see their shadow at the right time, and they think, okay, maybe something's off here. But we like hearing words like sustained growth, and we're seeing it. And, you know, business owners are pretty bullish about the way things are happening in their stores this season, right?
They are. I mean, and again, it starts with the consumer and what are they doing. And so we do monitor that to make sure that we understand what's happening across the United States. And yes, business owners are feeling good. They're continuing to expect their revenue to climb. And what I would say on the holiday spend, we saw, you know, record-breaking online sales. And so many business owners that I'm sitting down with now are talking about, how do I, you know, amplify what's happening in the four walls of my business here? How can I get and take advantage of some of these online and digital opportunities? I mean, that's what we do at Bank of America. We want to be where our clients need us, when they need us, how they want to use us. And so we combine, you know, the high tech with our 4,400 financial centers across the country to make sure that we are there for our clients. And so that's important. And as we turn the clock to a new decade, this to me is going to be one of the biggest items that business owners need to think about, because we're seeing it come through in the data. Sales online are stronger than in the retail centers, you know, four walls. So if you don't already have a strategy in place of how are you going to serve your clients online, I mean, like us at Bank of America, we're not selling, you know, we're servicing, and we're making sure we give information. And, you know, cash flow is a very, very important item. In fact, the number one reason why businesses go out of business. So we developed the Business Advantage 360 tool so business owners can manage their cash flow.
Exactly.
And so these are things that, you know, whether you're servicing your clients or whether you are, you know, in a retail sales type environment where you want to get your product out, you have to have an online presence going into the new decade.
Well, Sharon, as you talk about, you know, the structure that is within Bank of America, I mean, it is awesome, the breadth of structure and experience across the country. I mean, you're able to give, you know, real-time counseling experience because of the contacts of, you know, thousands of businesses across the country that you can bring to bear to offer, you know, really pinpoint counseling, you know, to these small business owners.
It is, and I think the remarkable way we're set up. I mean, we do have 4,300 centers. We're a national franchise, but we operate in 90 local communities across the country. And so, you know, because business is local, small business is local. It is important that we're there not only for our clients in the local communities, but, you know, to have that support online as well. So it is very, very important, and I'm proud of the work we're doing.
Well, excellent. Well, great job. Congratulations to B of A and the organization and everybody that is helping the cause here on behalf of small business owners. You know, we've got key economic indicators that we touched on, small business hiring, revenue growth, expansion plans. I mean, all looks very robust, you know, for the coming years.
It does. And at Bank of America, we serve one out of every three business owners in the United States. So like our spending data, which is, you know, pretty big, you know, $3 trillion is not insignificant. And when you think about the spend, consumer confidence is up, and our business owners are feeling good about how we move into the new decade.
What's the driving force?
Well, I think, you know, what we see, I mean, spending is still continuing to happen. And so I think that, you know, we've had a nice decade of sustained growth. And as we continue to move into, you know, 2020, we'll continue to see that. And, you know, we don't see any signs that it's slowing down. The GDP growth rate, there's always going to be some concerns, though, Bill, that you mentioned as well.
Right.
There are healthcare costs that business owners are concerned about, the political environment. There are other issues out there, but at the end of the day, the entrepreneurs that I sit down with and I talk to about their business, you know, they control what they can control. And it's very, very important, because sometimes we can get caught up in all of these items that we have no control over. So, you know, make sure that you've got an emergency fund for your business. Make sure that you're continuing to reevaluate your business plan and be flexible. You can't just stick to one plan, because things change. And just like digital, it's becoming increasingly important. So there's all sorts of ways to pivot, and that's what being a small business owner is about. They're nimble. That's a competitive advantage over a huge company. You can turn very quickly. And so I think that that's very, very exciting as we go into 2020.
How would you describe their overall attitude? Go ahead.
You know, right now I would say they're very optimistic, and, you know, we continue to see that optimism. However, you know, business owners in general, they're optimistic people. I mean, they have a can-do attitude, and that's what's so infectious about being around them. I am so inspired every day when I sit down with our clients and hear from them about how they built their business, what are they doing, what's new. And it is, it's a group of, you know, an entrepreneurial spirit, and it is definitely contagious.
It is, I bet. Sharon Miller, she's the head of small business at Bank of America. Sharon, where can everybody go for more information?
You can go online to bankofamerica.com/small business, and we have also 4,300 financial centers across the country. So when you get into our site, you can look for a specialist near you and go sit down and have a conversation with one of our business experts.
Well, Sharon, great job. Congratulations to everybody. And here's here for, you know, small business and keep it thriving, you know, and all the best for the coming year. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you next year.
Thank you so much, Bill.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is sponsored by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Financial literacy is an important and necessary life skill. While we don't find it in every classroom, it has been a formal part of the American education system for more than a century, and momentum is building as more states adopt mandates requiring financial education in high schools. Billy Hensley, Ph.D., President and CEO, National Endowment for Financial Education, NEFE.
While there is momentum with states requiring financial education in high school, we need to make it a national priority and ensure that it's being done the right way. The earlier students begin learning about money, the greater benefit they will have into adulthood.
A NEFI-funded study finds students in states where financial education is required in high school make better financial aid decisions, moving from higher cost to lower cost borrowing options. Financial education increases applications for grants and federal aid, while keeping overall borrowing balances down. For more, visit NEFI.org.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, rejoicing still exists here, too, as we entered into the third week of Advent. It was Gaudete Sunday, which means rejoice, and there's lots to rejoice about. I mean, forget it. I say for a moment, forget about the economy, because a lot of people want to rejoice, and I want to bring Dr. King here right now. Dr. Alveda King joins us because she is loaded with wisdom, and she is the voice of reason in our culture, and if we ever needed that, it's this Christmas season. Dr. King, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Bill. To you and your listeners, your viewers, when they come on your webpage, Merry Christmas, everybody. And yeah. I think it's okay, Bill, if I mention that President Trump, when he was candidate, Trump said, "We'll say Merry Christmas again." Yeah. You will say Merry Christmas again.
Yes.
So Merry Christmas again.
Yes, Merry Christmas again, that's for sure. Well, as I was mentioning to the audience, and you may have heard, it was Gaudete Sunday, which is the third Sunday of Advent, a time for us to rejoice because we're getting closer to Jesus coming, Emmanuel with us. And the holiday season, in the midst of all that the media, the Democrats, this impeachment talk and everything that's going on, I got to tell you, I was really surprised. I found myself at the shopping mall in West Palm Beach this past weekend, Alveda, and people were very cool. I mean, it wasn't the frenetic holiday season that normally goes along, and maybe it's reserved for West Palm Beach. I don't know, but it was probably one of the best weekends I've had in a while. I got a chance because they were working on my computer, and you know, it's one of those ones that's going to take us about 30 minutes, 3 hours later, you know. So
yeah.
You know how that works, right? So I got a chance to just relax and just you know, be in the Word a little bit as I was waiting, and just was really, really good fun. And I thought about it being a day of rejoicing for us, that regardless of what the media is saying, thing and what they want to do. And as you said before, our culture was so uptight that people didn't know if they should say Happy Holiday or Merry Christmas. And, you know, I felt sorry for some of these young kids, especially in these retail shops, that corporately they were told one thing, but they grew up with another. And you could see, you know, how perplexed they were and how to say Merry Christmas or how to say Happy Holidays to people.
And I was doing that too. But you know, there's been a lot of prayer, because when I think about when President Trump was candidate, people were praying. Mm-hmm. Not that necessarily that he would be elected, but that just God would hear. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Right.
Then since he's been president, people are still praying. And it's
exactly.
Not so much praying that he'll be elected, you know, although we do need to do that. Mm-hmm. But just to change, and let me say, give me a minute. I don't know how much, I'll do the short version. My mother is a Democrat. I'm a Republican, right?
Right.
So, but she said to me recently, she says, okay, you know, I'm a Democrat. I vote Democrat. She said, but the man is the president. Why don't they just leave him alone and let him be the president? Now,
Amen.
That's my mother, the Democrat.
Yeah.
So
Amen.
Yesterday, she went to church at her church. She goes, Ebenezer, I attend the Believer's Bible. After her morning service, she joined me at my church because we were doing our concert. Mm-hmm. Then we left there, had a quick bite of lunch. One of my granddaughters was having a concert at a church that has a rainbow flag in the yard, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we go to the concert, and then we leave there, and then some of our neighbors were having an open house. So all day long, the Democrat and the Republican loved each other,
right.
Went to all these different kind of things, and when I dropped my mom off, 88 years old, she said, oh, that was fun.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So why are we fighting about all this stuff, especially as when we should be celebrating Jesus Christ? So it's a question.
Amen. Well, that's the higher calling, Elvita, as we know, that we want to become like Christ. Those of us who are aware, and again, for those that are not, we're praying that that your eyes will be open, and hopefully we're an encouragement, that our life is an encouragement to you, to where people say, you know, Elvita, I want what you got.
And that's people are beginning to say, what is that? I said, it's called agape love.
Yes, right.
Jesus did this for us. His Father sacrificed him for that. And I was like, wow, Holy Spirit has been with us 2,000 years after Jesus left.
Mm-hmm.
And has been in all kinds of places with us. God help us and the poor angels. So we just have to pray, Bill.
Right. Amen. And we have to be in line with what God is doing. I mean, there's no question. We serve a God of love and mercy, but also there's a God of judgment. And what we might be looking on right now is a judgment of a country, as you said. This country has been in prayer quite fervently, and I believe this is one of the reasons why we may have been saved, in a sense, kind of having what I call a Nineveh moment, Elvita. You know, just like with the nation of Nineveh, they were a mess. They were an absolute mess. And the prophet reluctantly, I mean, it required a big fish to spit him out there to finally take the message of God to the people. And thank God the leadership heard it. And the leadership of our country today in Donald Trump is hearing the message of God, that we cannot go on with our evil ways and think that we're going to still enjoy the blessings of God. And look what he has done, you know, by acknowledging Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. We have been blessing Israel, and God's really clear. You bless Israel, my favorite children, and you're going to get a blessing back. And I believe that we are having a stay of judgment, but still there are some things that need to be judged, and that's really up to God. And I think that some people, particularly people of faith, might be a little bit challenged by that, because we want to live in the mercy folder. We don't necessarily want to get into that point to understand that we do serve a just God that's going to call into account these things that are not right, they're not noble, they're not righteous, and they're not holy.
Now, you just hit on something, a hot topic for me, because we want the mercy, but we want the justice and judgment for everybody else, too. And so that's the problem, because even like, I'm thinking about Chick-fil-A, for example. It's unfortunate, all that stuff that happened, and they decided not to give the Salvation Army and some other people. Mm-hmm. So they were infiltrated. I don't know if people know that. People will come in like wolves in sheep clothing, and they get high jobs in these corporations.
Right.
And they'll start pushing a dark agenda. So that actually did happen to Chick-fil-A. And it's easy to say, well, they should have known, or why did they do it, or whatever. But the thing about it is, what I see, when I see any scenario, I remember how good God has been to me. And when I slip and fall, reading the book of Jeremiah, God just keeps saying, return to me, return to me.
Right, exactly.
So I immediately begin to pray for Chick-fil-A, Lord, let them come back.
Let's
do the book of Jude for anybody that's having these challenges. Now, some are going to fall away, period. And there's no way to stop that. But when we see our friends struggling, but God says, restore them fast before you fall into that same ditch.
That's right. Exactly.
So we forget that mercy does override judgment, but judgment will come.
It has to. And the thing is, it's like even as you read in those days when Israel was being judged, along with Israel's judgment were the nations surrounding Israel. They were all being judged. God was calling them all into account, Elvita. This is part of a loving God who says, look, you cannot get away with these things that are important to me. You know, humility and taking care of the poor and the defenseless, you cannot ignore them and think that you're going to get blessings from God.
And we won't, but like I say, we got to always temper judgment with mercy. Mercy will override it. Mm. And those who, you know, we've walked with people, we've loved people, and when people stumble, sometimes they can be restored. But
right.
Just fail them. I think it's in Corinthians 1st and 2nd, so the guy is committing adultery, sleeping with the sister-in-law and the mother-in-law, doing crazy stuff. And so Paul says, chastise him, kick him out. But then Paul, few chapters later, or next book or whatever, says, go back and get him so you don't lose him.
That's right.
So we have to do the whole thing. We can't just with righteous indignation. Because we don't even know what trap is there for us next, Bill.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Because we serve a God of reconciliation. He doesn't want anyone to perish. And we're the ones to know best because we've lived that life and we've seen when we ourselves should be harshly judged. But God in His mercy and grace.
He restored us.
Exactly.
He prayed for us. So, but now that's the same thing because I have people in homosexual community. That I love, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, guys, I can't tell you that's okay, but I can tell you John 3:16 is still there for everybody.
Amen. That's right.
So, you know, you have to do it. You can't condone sin. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't let it spill over into your relationship that you start looking sideways at people.
Right. Well, you see, and that's why we have so much to celebrate this Christmas, is when you live in that spirit, you're not getting down in the dirt with, all the other messy people. And right now, we need people of faith, regardless of what the media is saying, regardless of what, these animated politicians are accusing a president of. But we saw very clearly, I don't know if you saw that interview with Chris Wallace and James Comey yesterday, and even Adam Schiff, it was extremely revealing, in that conversation, which I was surprised because it was like, oh my goodness, the old Chris Wallace is back.
Right. You know, if we keep doing it, we don't have to.
Right.
We have to temper judgment with mercy, but righteousness has to stand because God is not winking at sin. But unforgiveness and false pride is sin too. I don't know what else to say, my friend, except Merry Christmas. I think you saw a Merry Christmas song. Look for it in your text, okay?
Yes, hey, I did see that. Elvita, I am just so glad to count you as a friend. You are such a blessing, and I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your wisdom and encouraging all of us all the times that you do that. God bless you, and have a very, very Merry Christmas, you and the family, okay?
Love
all right.
You.
Take care. Love you, honey. All right. Bye-bye.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. Now, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.